But since it hasn't stopped raining in the UK for 2 months, I am now convinced the climate is changing. Global warming is happening. Is that you? Do call us. Tim Johns has been looking at the evidence on climate change.
Earlier this week, Juliet Slingo, the chief scientist at the Met Office, said this.
The rainfall and the storminess could be a manifestation of climate change.
But Lord Nigel Lawson, the former Chancellor of the Exchequer, doesn't agree.
Certainly it is not the case, of course, that this rainfall is due to global warming.
And in fact, Lord Lawson is no stranger to casting doubt on climate science. So often, discussions on man-made climate change and global warming come down to an is it or isn't it happening debate. But in fact, the scientific community is near unanimous that there's no debate to be had because the evidence is overwhelming.
99% of papers published in this field, 95% of researchers working in this field, and all of the world's major scientific organisations agree. The climate is changing and human activities are mainly responsible.
That's Bob Ward. He's from the Grantham Research Institute on Climate Change and the Environment.
The only debate is how much the climate will change in the future.
So the scientists agree, but what actually is the headline evidence for climate change? I asked Dr. Chris Huntingford. He's a climate modeller at the Centre for Ecology and Hydrology.
The main evidence from tens of thousands of meteorological measurements around the world, there's been a warming of nearly 1 degree since pre-industrial times. There's evidence of rainfall intensification, satellite retrievals showing sea ice loss, and evidence of sea level rise.
And why do you think it's man-made specifically?
Well, we have computer models that have been built of how the climate system operates. And when we run them without changing atmospheric carbon dioxide levels, we just simply can't reproduce these changes that we're seeing at present.
So it's the CO2?
Yes, yes, yes.
The long-term trend shows global temperatures rising, but some people point to something of a pause since 1998. Sir Brian Hoskins is a member of the Committee on Climate Change. Does that mean that climate change has stopped or even doesn't exist?
It certainly doesn't mean that. The world is getting warmer. It's not being expressed to the surface, but it is being expressed in the ocean, and that's making the ocean continue to rise, the sea level rise.
I also spoke to Dr. Peter Innes.
I'm a meteorologist at the University of Reading.
There was a major scientific report on climate change in 2007, which sort of said, among other things, that Antarctic sea ice would decline, when it's actually done the opposite. And weren't there other some predictions in that report that were wrong? So when that happens, don't we all lose faith in climate change scientists?
Well, the IPCC report is a massive summary of thousands and thousands of individual pieces of research, and a few errors here and there, or a few predictions which haven't quite come off over the last few years, really offset against thousands of other pieces of evidence that show that global warming is certainly still progressing.
So the scientific community is certain that climate change exists, but is it behind all these storms we're having? Warmer air holds more water, which equals more rain. And with the Met Office telling us that this is the most exceptional period of rainfall in 248 years, it most certainly is a possibility.